why vertical gardening is the way to grow, and how to do it without putting a dent in your pocketbook. To grow your own fresh fruits and veggies in a garden at home, you don't need a lot of space, a backyard, or even a patio. That's because you can make your garden go up, down, and around instead of out or horizontally at ground level in what is known as vertical gardening. Growing your garden up is the best way to do it, especially if you're limited to just walls, rails, stairs, posts, fences, or anything else common in smaller dwellings. Vines don't require a lot of space. They just need a place to climb to grow their harvest that could be anything from grapes to kiwis, cucumbers, or melons. You can also suspend some potted plants from the ceiling for produce that includes peas, tomatoes, eggplants, peppers, or beans. The possibilities are pretty endless, and you could be saving so much money by growing your own food, not to mention how good this will be for the environment. Just think, if more and more people got on board with the idea, we wouldn't need to truck in so much produce from far away, which would be a lot better for the air quality. Now here's how to create your vertical garden for practically next to nothing. First, figure out where you're going to grow, then what you'll grow. Start with one plant at a time. For seeds, check with local seed banks or farmers markets. Your grow pots can include old tins, plastic containers, discarded tubes or drawers from a broken dresser, or shelves. Probably your biggest expense will be the potting soil for getting started. After that, you can create your own compost at home to keep the plants going in the future. I'm Kathy Isom, Southeast AgNet.